We're here today with Trinidad and Tobago Red Force off-spinner John Russ Jagisar. So the first question, John, would be, how pleased are you to be involved with your home Red Force team in this year's Super 50 after representing the CCC last year?
Well, it's an honor, you know, representing my home territory, Red Force. Last year, CCC was a great experience, and hopefully looking to win it this year.
Right. You played a key role with the ball when Trinidad last won the Super 50 and in CCC's triumph last year. So based on that experience, what do you believe are the key things Trinidad have to do this year in order to win the tournament?
It's all about being consistent and doing the right things for a long period of time and taking one game, right, one session, each step at a time.
Right. Of course, for the Super 50 this year, Imran Khan is one of the more experienced spinners in the Caribbean as a captain. On home soil, how key do you believe your potential spin bowling partnership will be in order to help the Red Force potentially win?
Well, Imran Khan usually is a wicket keeper, a wicket taker, and I think we have some key bowlers, Stasis and myself, we have Aki Hussain, Yannick Otley, right, to name a few, and we'll complement him well, and we should be able to overhaul our targets as a bowling unit.
Obviously, in the past, for people who have watched you bowl in the Caribbean, there's always been some comparisons with yourself and some of the Rhino, your bowling style. Tell us, what is your relationship with Son of the Ryan like, and have you ever had a chance to like talk to him about spin bowling?
Well, in the domestic tournament, me and Son of the play for the same team, which is Queen's Park. So obviously, we spend all the time together practicing, and he'll always share advice and, you know, tell me what you feel that I need to work on, and you know, is a props, you know, having talent like Sunil on the same team. So obviously, playing with these players, you'll watch and you'll observe and you'll learn.
And finally, you've had experience playing for the West Indies A team before. So as you look at your aims for the Super 50 tournament, do you see this competition as a case to impress the new West Indies coach, captain, selectors, or are you just simply focusing on just doing well in the Super 50?
Well, each player, every player, long-term goal will obviously be to play international cricket and being able to perform as well for Red Force moving forward. Just want to do well for Red Force and regain the title. Again, that was my first goal, and if the opportunity arises to represent West Indies, well, I'll gladly accept it, and looking forward to do well and to represent West Indies in the future.